A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars Aftermath, Empire's End, Book 3 of the Aftermath Trilogy, by Chuck Wendig. Read for you by Mark Thompson.
On the remote planet of Jakku, far from Republic eyes, the once secretive Gallius Rax strives to rebuild the crumbling Empire in his own image. But his plans may soon be challenged by former Grand Admiral Rey Sloane, who seeks to destroy Rax and reclaim her Empire from his dark machinations. For the first time in a generation, democracy has been restored to the galaxy. Although reeling from a crippling Imperial attack, the New Republic has managed to drive the remnants of the Empire into hiding. Still, the threat of continued violence will always remain while the war persists. Unaware of Rax's plot, Nora Wexley and her crew continue to pursue any information that could lead them to the fugitive Sloane. Convinced that Sloane holds the key to the Empire's defeat, Nora's search brings her closer and closer to Rax's hidden army. For on Jakku, the Empire prepares to make its last stand, where the fate of the galaxy will be decided.
Prelude. The second Death Star over Endor. The architecture of the Death Star, even in its unfinished reconstruction, brings awe to Admiral Gallius Rax. It is a world unto itself, and as he walks the hallway toward the turbolift, shepherded by a pair of red-helmeted guardsmen, he notices that the battle station hums and thrums all around him, a subtle vibration in which Rax hears a mad song. It is a song of might, of potency, of destruction. An imperial opera in timbre and tremor. He never set foot on the first incarnation of the Death Star. He wasn't allowed to. It was his role to be kept at the margins, waiting for a destiny he was sure would never come. And yet now, here he is, invited on board to see, which suggests to him he is either soon to fulfill that destiny, or even sooner to die, as his destiny withers on the vine. The guards step forward, summoning a lift lit with red and white light. Its black floor so smooth and so dark, it's like a mirror cast in obsidian and stained with moral decay. They usher Rax into it, but do not follow. He goes up alone. The turbo lift opens. There waits the Emperor at the far end of the throne room. The old man in his black cloak sits regarding the soft glowing curve of the Endor moon that lies beyond the radial viewport. Slowly, the chair spins. Only half the man's face can be seen. The lines in it have deepened considerably. Flesh sags from the jaw and the jowls, and his mouth is cast in a feral grimace that is somehow also a troubling smile. That face with that mouth is like a rotten piece of bag cloth with a knife slash cut in the fabric. The rest of his countenance is hidden in the shadow of the black hood. It has been many years since Rax has seen Palpatine up close. The awfulness he once saw cast upon the man's face has been carved into his skin and made flesh. The sight of the Emperor robs him of breath. It steals from him a measure of strength, and his knees nearly give out. Palpatine has the presence of a collapsing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?